This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. We've made it through Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and now it's Cyber Monday. But is that really a thing here in Louisiana?
People are getting more and more used to seeing it as either a complement to, or in some cases an alternative to, the traditional sales that start the holiday season.
That's LSU professor of marketing, Dan Rice. You know, it used to be people shopped online to avoid paying sales tax. But now that the largest online retailer is collecting Louisiana's sales tax, which has gone up, is that going to affect Cyber Monday purchasing here in Louisiana?
I don't think it's going to have a huge impact for a lot of people. You have to consider the way people process the price. And what you see in a lot of Cyber Monday sales is that it's a huge price discount, and that's where most people are focused. And this other part of the price, which in academic lingo is called the partitioned price, is the tax or the shipping that comes after. And people put a lot less emphasis in paying attention to that, so that it's going to be a fairly small component of what most people decide. You could see a summary after the fact and say, wow, that was a lot more tax than I expected. But it's still a relatively small proportion of what you're paying.
Dr. Rice says shipping and handling charges are more likely than taxes to affect your ultimate decision to click the Buy It Now button. The bottom line, though, is caveat emptor, buyer beware.
The key to any deal on Cyber Monday, make sure you've done your homework and you're aware of what normal prices are so you can gauge whether this is really a great deal or whether it's kind of a run-of-the-mill that you don't have to jump at right now.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.